Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading Psalm 24 together. We're going to read it two times. The first time we read it is going to be in the Good News Translation and the second time we read it is the same psalm but we're going to read it in the New King James Version. So join with me and let's read together Psalm 24 in the Good News Translation. The world and all that is in it belong to the Lord. The earth and all who live on it are His. He built it on the deep waters beneath the earth and laid its foundations in the ocean depths. Who has the right to go up to the Lord's hill? Who may enter His holy temple? Those who are pure in act and thought, who do not worship idols or make false promises. The Lord will bless them and save them. God will declare them innocent. Such are the people who come to God, who come into the presence of the God of Jacob. Fling wide the gates, open the ancient doors, and the great King will come in. Who is this great King? He is the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord victorious in battle. Fling wide the gates, open the ancient doors, and the great King will come in. Who is this great King? The triumphant Lord. He is the great King. And now we read the same psalm again, but from the New King James Version. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So this is Psalm 24, which is another Psalm of David. And it seems very celebratory, very exciting. It starts off by talking about the entire world, that the world and all that is in it belong to the Lord. The earth and all who live on it are His. If you live on the earth, I guarantee you that the Lord knows you. If you were born on the earth, the Lord knows you. If you happen to be living in the International Space Station and listening to this, which is unlikely, but nevertheless, the Lord knows you and loves you. The world and all that is in it belong to the Lord. The earth and all who live on it are His. The psalmist is celebrating the fact that the Lord is great and mighty and powerful. But he also has this sense of ownership. When we belong to the Lord, it's not talking about belonging to Him like we're objects. But it's like when a romantic couple might say, I am his and he is mine, or I am hers and she is mine. You might say, this is my mother and this is my brother. It doesn't mean you own them, but there is a sense of belonging there. The psalmist then asks a number of questions. Well, who has the right to go up and see the Lord? Who can enter his holy temple? Who can really enter his presence? And then there is an answer. Those who are pure in act and thought, who don't worship idols. And we can read this and it can feel condemning. And we can think, well, I make mistakes. And it's true that we do. But we trust that we are not righteous because of what we have done, but because of the blood of Jesus that washes us clean from all of our sins. Those who are pure in act and thought. And this is in line with what Jesus teaches, because Jesus doesn't just say, as long as you don't touch a woman or as long as you don't touch a man, you haven't committed adultery. Well, Jesus takes it that step further and says, if you even think about someone lustfully, you've already committed adultery. And we see that same teaching in this psalm. It's not just about the physical things we do, but it's about how we think. And we know in Romans 12 that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And reflecting on psalms and what they're saying to us is one way that we transform our minds, that we come to have clean hands and a pure heart. It says that God will declare these people innocent. And when we have faith in Jesus, our sins are washed away. There are more questions following. Twice the psalmist asks, who is this great king? I wonder, when someone asks you, who is the Lord? Who is Jesus? What's your go-to answer? And I think there's lots of really, really good answers to this question. I don't think that one is necessarily always better than another. And often the Spirit will lead us in what to say. But here, there is an address to the gates. Fling open the gates. So there's some kind of city with ancient doors, and the king is arriving. Now, when a leader is arriving, it's customary to open your gates and to welcome them in and to hear what it is they have to say. And so this is an encouragement that we should open our hearts, and that people should be willing not just to meet with some bloke called Jesus, but actually to meet with a king who is royalty, who comes to bring love and forgiveness, who comes to teach us and show us how to act purely in thought and heart. And who is this great king? He is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord victorious in battle, the triumphant Lord. He is the great king. And we know that our king is triumphant, and he even triumphed over death itself. So remember, the world and all that is in it belong to the Lord. The world and all those who dwell therein, they are his. He knows us. He loves us. He calls us and teaches us. He guides us and blesses us. So let's seek him. Let's welcome in the King of Glory. And let's encourage others to do so. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.